Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now, amen. We're still here, hallelujah. We still have life, amen, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. As we enter in this morning, oh God, we give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Oh Lord, we come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we come humble ourselves and put it under your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for restoration on today. Amen. We decree and declare restoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, oh God, for sending your ministering angels, oh God, to minister to us on last night, oh God. And even this morning, oh God, that you called us to live. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we shall see your goodness in the land of the living. And we just want to say thank you right now, because we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, and your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, and that you're working all things out for our good. Amen. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for those in our family, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon the righteous, oh God. Amen. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough on today. Even if we tried, we still couldn't do it enough. If we did it all day, every day, it still wouldn't be enough. But Lord, we thank you. Thank you for keeping us, Father God. As we come on today, oh God, we come believing, amen. But Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief. Lord, we ask, oh God, let your peace come and be still in our lives, oh God. We decree and declare that the enemy comes in one way, but he'll flee in 7 different directions. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we need your glory. So, Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, fill these, your temples, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. If you can hear me this morning, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare, turn around on today, amen. We decree and declare every situation that's concerning us and those in our family, oh God, because you are a God of turnaround, that you're turning it all around for our good, amen. We decree and declare that every situation, that you can turn it into a blessing, amen. We decree and declare everything that the enemy has set out for evil, God, that you're turning it around for our good. And we just want to say thank you for the turnaround. We decree and declare that breakthrough is here in every area of our life, amen. In our relationships, in our finances, in our business, in our employment. We decree and declare that our healing and breakthrough has come, and we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you are the breaker that goes before us and break through every barrier that's been erected by the enemy in our lives to set us back, to keep us from the blessings that you have portioned for our life. But we decree and declare today that our breakthrough is here. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. For you, Father God, has the final say. Man does not have the final say, but you, Lord God, have the final say. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and provision. We confess and repent of all our sins, known and unknown sins, and in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that every word that come out of our mouths on today, as we pray today, oh God, must be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke of any demon that tries to steal our finances and support us that you, Lord God, have given us, and we command you, demons, to let go of our finances right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Release all of them now in Jesus Christ's holy name. Devil, we command you to let go of our finances and support in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke any demon that will try to come against our support and possession in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So now we proclaim and declare to you, devil, in the mighty name of hallelujah, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yahshua, that you must now restore to us all you have stolen from us, including our health, our relationships, our finances, our possessions, our property, and everything else. We know that you're behind it because the word of God tells us in Genesis 10 that the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you, living for the God. We're not asking you for any of this because you were already giving it to us. But we do ask, oh God, that for hallelujah, that you would please dispatch your holy angels to go and make sure the devil returns everything that he and his demons have stolen from us. Please bring them back to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we may restore our stewardship to the glory of your son, Jesus Christ. And right now, by faith, we receive the anointing of restoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command that total restoration of all things that we have lost in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We retrieve back from the hands of the enemy any of our possessions that we're unknowingly and misplaced. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we uproot and destroy from our lives every obstacle to our miracle. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we break in pieces every horn, scattering our blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We destroy every hedge the enemy has put over our blessings to prevent us from receiving them in our lifetime. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every evil power holding back our prayers or the answer to our prayers, we command you to be bound in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Every shadow of darkness the enemy has cast over us to prevent our prosperity, our job, our businesses, our contacts, our promotion, our break. Robo Shama Marike Shada Boshete Rata Baba Shataya. We thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare it is well with us. Amen. We come against the spirit of destruction. Amen. We come against every hindering spirit right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of destruction and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, pride, of every worrying spirit. Amen. Every spirit of sickness, disease, of ache, pain, destruction. Hallelujah. Sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction of viruses. We command every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath and bitterness. We command every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death. Every spirit of gluttony, every spirit of jealousy, every unteachable spirit, every lying, manipulating, controlling spirit, spirit of procrastination, stagnation, limitation. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of us. Come out of our bloodline. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and never to return. We decree and declare that our bodies of the temple of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Oh Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible, that all will see your glory upon the life of your sons and daughters. Amen. And know that we belong to you. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for being with us even right now. We thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. Change us, oh God, and make us more like you. Set us a fire. Set us a fire, oh God. Oh Lord, he come up our shot fire. Oh Lord, set us a fire. Let the fire become even more. God, let the fire become a furnace, oh God. Oh, Lord, touch in a mighty way on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, we need to hear from you, oh God. Oh, Lord, we need a rhema word, oh God, on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let peace come into our homes, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Oh, Lord, we receive by faith the overflow of blessings in your favor, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, purge the land of, hallelujah, purge the land of the wicked ones, oh God, that we, your children, may live in peace. Let the works of the enemy be destroyed right now, amen. That confusion come upon the cap of the enemy, that they turn on themselves, oh God. Lord, your word says that you will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, oh God. Let this be the set time that you prepare that table, oh God, in the courts, oh God, in the presence of our enemies, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're telling your word on today, oh God, that your word says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit will lift up a standard, oh God. Let it be on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, surprise us, oh God, your children with your extraordinary favor and blessings on today. Amen. Oh, Lord, open up the door, oh God. Open up the way which seems to be no way right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And close up the way that the enemy has been operating in our life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We shut that way with the blood of Jesus Christ, that the enemy cannot come near, cannot come in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you today as we decide to pick up our authority. Oh, Lord, begin to bring a change up, intervene divine in all areas of our lives, wherever things are not going well, wherever the devil is causing havoc, oh God, because of we have not picked up our authority in that place, of begin to bring a change as we receive the grace right now to walk in divine authority that you have portioned on our lives through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We give you praise and we thank you, amen. You are such a merciful and gracious God. We thank you even as we pray, we are telling you that you are doing something new and amazing in our lives, amen. Something wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you that even as we pray right now, you have heard our prayers in advance, and you are already moving and changing things around. Whether there's anyone around us sick, hallelujah, in their bodies, let us lay hands on the sick. Let the sick come well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we command situations to change, let those situations change for our better, amen, and for the betterment of our family and loved ones. As we command things to be in place, if they are, let those things fall into place they should be, amen. We give you praise and we thank you even as we walk in this authority. We decree in the past great things will happen. Oh, Lord, take us to a greater glory and a greater altitude in you. Even as we walk in our divine authority, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, Lord, that you will just have your way and let thy will be done. We bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father. And our mind to the mind of Christ, amen, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Have your way, oh God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, wherever we are, and those in our family and loved ones, oh God, wherever they are as well, mentally, physically, let your power begin to touch us right now. Begin to do the miraculous, do great and mighty things. Whatever a miracle is needed, oh God, do it for the glory of Jesus. Lord, do unquestionable miracles and build up our faith so that we can, hallelujah, that we will be able to trust you for the unquestionable miracles to happen in our lives. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, your sufficient grace and mercy. We thank you for your love, and we thank you right now that through, hallelujah, your grace, great things are going to begin to happen. Great and mighty things are going to begin to happen in our lives, amen. In the life of your son, Lauren, in the life of your daughter, hallelujah, Twan, in the life of your daughter, Kim, in the life of your daughter, Samantha, in the life thank you. Thank you, Jesus. If you can hear me this morning, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for restoration. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the way, amen. You are the truth and you are the life. Lord, we pray right now that you would just open up the way, open up the way, open up the way, oh God. Begin to open up the way where it seems to be no way right now. Where we find ourselves in the way, oh God, and the way is closed, where it's a dead end, where it seems like the end. Begin to open up the way.
Amen.
Where it seems to be no way, Lord. Do the impossible. Do miracles, signs, and wonders. Father God, we pray, do creative miracles, great and mighty things, Lord. We pray, let us see visions. Let signs and wonders and miracles begin to take place in our lives right now. Let great and mighty things begin to happen. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord. Devil, you are a liar. You are a liar. And the truth ain't never been in you. So we take our rest on today and know that God is with us. And that we're already blessed. Amen. We put on us right now the full armor of God, amen. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, amen. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy that's been sent our way. And we take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives. And we decree and declare victory. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah.
And we thank you for, Lord. Father God, we ask, oh Lord, that you'll bless us on today as we go and come, oh God. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pull-ups. No accidents, amen. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, and those in our family as well as we travel, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and form of transportation, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, or place. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, your word said that you shall condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, thus says the Lord our God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare we're blessed.
Thank you.
Going out and coming back here. That restoration is here. That deliverance is here. We receive it. Amen. That healing is here. We receive it. Amen. Hallelujah, that the favor of the Lord is upon our lives. Amen. We receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
All my yet now I see. We thank you, Father God. We will not fear what man can do. Amen. For you are with us, working it all out for our good. Though we may not be able to see it right now, Lord, we are trusting you in it all and for it all. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. We decree and declare we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. We are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. We are the righteousness of God, clothed with the robe of righteousness, healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to operate with integrity. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, your word says in Proverbs 15:3 that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Lord, you know. We just ask, oh God, deliver us. Deliver us from the hand of the oppressor. And we thank you for this deliverance on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We stand in victory, amen. We stand in victory, hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. For that, we stand in victory, hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We seal this prayer this morning with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth
that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's see it. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You receive that prayer. Amen.
Amen.
You receive every prayer that went forth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. May it be unto you according to your faith. You don't have to wait to say it. If you receive it right now, just go and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's already working for your good. Amen. It's already working because of your faith. Hallelujah. Many people were healed in the Bible that Jesus had not even seen. That people came to Jesus on behalf of someone that was sick, and he said because of their faith. Hallelujah. That one that was sick was already healed. So by the time they got back to their child or got back to that person, healing had already.
Okay, hear you.
Hold on, she's coming back. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Okay.
All is well. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for traveling with us. Yes, Lord, thank you. Amen. Holy God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. We just gonna keep on pressing in, pressing on in the power. And the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So good morning, good morning, and good morning. Welcome again.
Good morning.
Good morning. As we have been on the line for 8 days, thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going stronger and stronger, and the devil is mad. How dare you keep on keeping on? How dare you keep on believing? How dare you just keep on moving like you're moving? How can you be at peace and joy and go to bed? Everything else is going on around you. How dare you still shout? Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. You're going to trust in the Lord with all the heart and lean not to your own understanding. He said, "Me, not in all your ways. Watch what I do. Watch what he do." Amen. Good morning, Cousin Kim. God bless you. How you doing this morning? Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Cousin.
Good morning.
Pastor, all is well. I'm traveling to work as well this morning. Thank God for traveling grace. I have my friend Doris on the line. So, Doris, say something. We both are on the way to work.
Good morning, beautiful people.
Long time no hear, Sister Doris. God bless it.
Jesus is Lord.
Yes. Amen. Amen. So good to hear your voice. I don't remember the last time I heard your voice, Sister Doris. What a blessing it is to hear you on the line today. I thought about you, too. I believe that probably a couple of days ago. I said, look at you. Praise God. Well, God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. God bless you, Cousin Kim. Always in position, ready to receive. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah. God bless y'all. Traveling grace and mercy. While we have you on the line, you have a prayer petition we can touch and agree, because I know you'll be at work and you won't be able to say anything once you make it on in.
Peace in my house. Peace in my home.
Peace.
That's my prayer.
Hallelujah. Lord God. What about you, Sister Doris?
Just continued prayer for my son, for his mind, that God renew his mind, renew his spirit, give him peace. Pray for, you know, bereaved families everywhere, sick everywhere. Just pray my strength in the Lord.
Yes, well, we touch and agree with all that you all have petitioned on today, every word that will come out of your mouth to the ears of our Heavenly Father. Father God, in Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, we come with combined faith on today, oh God, concerning your daughter Kim and your daughter Doris and her son, oh God, and all that they're concerned about, even the more, oh God, that they have not spoken on the line this morning. Lord, you know all about it. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will move mighty, oh God, in their life and the life of their children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, your word says in 2 Samuel 7:11, I am going to give you peace from all your enemies. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 29:11, and we decree and declare that God gives people peace. Amen. And we are God's people. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We decree and declare Proverbs 1:33 that says, but all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. Amen. And we just want to say thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. You said, Lord Jesus, that, hallelujah, that you give us a peace that the world doesn't give. Amen. So the world can't take it away. And we decree in the crowd today that we hold on to that peace. Hallelujah. We won't let anything or anyone trouble us or move us out of that place, oh God. And we just want to say thank you that peace is coming. Peace is still in our homes, on our jobs. Amen. Wherever we go, we decree in the crowd that peace is with us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree in the crowd that we are peacemakers and we pursue peace. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare victory over the life and the mind of Doris' son, oh God. Lord, your word says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, oh God. We pray, oh God, that his mind be stable, that he will not be a double-minded man, oh God, but he will be a man that operates with a sound mind, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray that peace be within him, oh God, even right now, oh God. We pray that you would touch his heart, oh God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, do a new thing in him even right now, God, as we come believing on today. Amen. We come believing that he is healed from any mental, hallelujah, mental disease or anything in the name of Jesus, mental illness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare deliverance right now from every stronghold, soul child, messenger, Satan, a strong man that's operating in him and through him, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We put a stop to it right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of him, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over his mind right now, and we decree and declare that he has the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We decree and declare he will not be left behind, but he will catch up where he's fallen behind in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let him see with new eyes and hear with new ears, oh God. Let him speak with a new tongue.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've done.
Thank you, Lord.
All things are done. Thank you. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We praise you, magnify you, we glorify you this morning. Have your word in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, praise you. Have your way right now, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Devil, you a liar, and the truth ain't in you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bring forth the word of God right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, we hold us in the Lord this morning. We're thirsty for your word this morning, in the name of Jesus. Have your will, God. Your will.
Hallelujah. Torrance, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. To God be the glory. God is good. I'm still blessed, and I touch and agree with all that is going forward, and I'm believing, and I got faith, and my unbelief has strengthened. I feel good. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Mm-hmm. We love you. We thank God for you, Torn, for being in position. I'll be waiting to see where is 2605. Where is Samantha 607? Where is Kim is 604? Amen. Glory to God. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to have 5 minutes before the line get ready for hanging up so I can go out in prayer. So, and everybody sort of popping in right about 6:05. I'm like, okay, we going.
Yeah.
All right. Well, God bless you. God keep you. So good to have you on the line this morning. I thank God for your faithfulness and your commitment to push on through. I know everything trying to come against you to get on and get in, but I thank God that you keep on keeping on. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, Samantha. Welcome. God bless you. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. So grateful to be here.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Can y'all hear me good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. I know this morning we're having some issues with the system, but we'll push it on through it. God bless you. God keep you. We missed you yesterday. I was looking for you, but we did pray for you. So God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Welcome this morning. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty good. The enemy is trying to attack me and give me a cold. But I'm pressing my way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We pray right now, Father God, as the prayers that went forth for healing, Lord. We are trusting you even right now, Father God, for healing. Amen. Oh, Lord, that you would just touch his body, Lord God, that you would speak to the blood. For we know life of the flesh is in the blood. Lord, we ask that you bless his food, oh God, his water, oh God, that it would take sickness away from his body. And Lord, I ask that you touch his heart. Let his heart beat with the rhythm of life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We call you, hallelujah. We say that you are not weak, but you're strong in the Lord. Amen. That God is strength. And you even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command every bacteria, every germ, every virus, every infection that may be operating in your body, we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ flows through your vein. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Minister Lauren Green. Amen. I'm so excited. You all, I am happy to be on the line. The enemy is busy, but we speak to the devil and we tell him it cannot and it will not work. Amen. There were some things that went on yesterday that rocked the boat. When I tell you, it was a lot, and we're just going to continue to pray. Amen. Some things that happen, we're just trusting God over here, you know, for it and God in it. And like I tell my husband, I said, you know, don't worry. We're just praying for his employment. There's something that happened on his job. He had to come off the job, and we're just praying for restoration. We're praying that God would divinely intervene. And that they are trying to do, or that they did, it will not and it shall not work. It shall not stand. And we're believing God for restoration in his employment. And so we're just trusting God all the way. As you all know, I came off my job. And so he is the breadwinner. He is the one that's carrying the family at this time alone. So we're just trusting God for that. We're just going to touch and agree in prayer that even on today that God will turn it all around, but there will be no lack, amen, no setbacks, no misopportunities. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God is working it all out for our good because he has a family that he has to provide for. But God is our ultimate provider. So we are believing, and I am trusting God. And God will just touch him right now. And, you know, we being women, you know, we know how it is that we have to, if you've been a single parent before, to have to take care of your children on your own. And if something happened with your employment, you know, if you lost your job, mm-hmm. if you didn't, you know, have that support behind you, what that looks like. But even so more when it's a man, it is harder mm-hmm. on a man when he has mm-hmm. that weight on him to provide. And I see how that affect him on yesterday. But trusting God in it, and that God was just touching him even right now, that the peace mm-hmm. and the joy of the Lord will overtake him, and the strength of God, and you know, he'll be fine. We're fine. We're not gonna not to worry about it. And I say that to you all, that the enemy will try it and try to move you out that place, and you may not even feel mm-hmm. like praying because it's just too much. It will, you know, knock you down and try to keep you there. But no, we don't stay down. We get back up again. Amen. Mm-hmm. And just trust it. So I just want to pray for my husband and pray for what's going on here. I already know it's all right. You know, God is a way making mm-hmm. God. He's already working those things out for the good. I already prayed about mm-hmm. it. And right now I'm just mm-hmm. going to receive it. The goodness of the Lord. Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name. But I am praying for my husband on today because I know I see how it affects him in such a way that, but you know, it's all right. So just praying for Pastor Doris. Amen. This morning our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Luke, chapter 8. Verse 43-48, that's Luke chapter 8, verse 43-48, the Bible says, but as he went, the multitude thronged him. I'm sorry, wrong scripture, wrong verse, I thought it's the wrong verse. 43 says, now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, I want to make sure y'all can still hear me because sometimes the line is acting up this morning. So if somebody just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, a woman Amen. Having a flow of blood for 12 years who has spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitude throng and press you, and you say, who touched me? But Jesus said, somebody touch me, for I perceive power going out from me. Now, when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Hallelujah. I mean, to have that kind of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Just say, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. Amen. How many have that kind mm-hmm. of faith, knowing that, hallelujah, you will be healed, knowing that your situation will change. Amen. Knowing that he can deliver you, that God is able if you have faith. Because he said to her, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made mm-hmm. you well. Many people pressed against Jesus. As he made his way toward Jairus' house, it was virtually impossible to get through the crowd. But one woman with great faith fought her way desperately through the crowd in order to touch Jesus. And as soon as she did so, she was what? She was healed. She was healed. I want you to understand today, by her faith, she was healed. Hallelujah. Do you have that kind of faith today?
Amen.
Do you have that kind of faith today to be healed, to be delivered, to be set free? Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh Lord, that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. Oh Lord, that we will operate with faith. And we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. For God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If your prayers have already went forth and you receive it by faith, just say amen and just receive it and watch God work. There's no need for us to repeat it over again and over again. If we prayed about it and we believed it the first time, amen. Can you receive it the first time, amen? So God bless you. God keep you. Let's start with you, Twan. God bless you. Go ahead.
I did get on late, but I'm trusting and I'm knowing that God is able to do, even if he doesn't come when we want him to. I know he's on time, and his perfect will be done. So I'm grateful on today, and amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I want to pray this prayer here with you. Amen. Father, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you remove every cause of unhappiness and depression, and let us truly experience what it means to be happy with you, Lord. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us experience the happiness that is found in Christ. Let us experience righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, remove every demonic cause of unhappiness and depression. Remove every demonic cause of sorrow, gloominess, or darkness, of anything that's robbing us of the light that you have given us, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you, Lord God, that it is done, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
To God be the
hallelujah
glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God
you, Lord.
Bless you and all that's on the line on today. That prayer I needed to pray. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, Twine. We love you. I love you.
Thank you.
God for your niece. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Samantha, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Just prayers for continuing of strengthening of my gifts that God has given me so I might be able to help his children.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your spiritual gifts, oh God, that you start upon your daughter, Samantha, Father God. Lord, as we come on today with all she's petitioned by faith, oh God, that you'll move mighty, oh God, in her and on her, Father God, increasing her even the more, oh God, increasing the anointing that's on her life, oh God, even the more, oh God, that she will, oh Lord, be able to give your word, oh God, not her word, oh God, not adding to it or taking away from it, oh God, that she would decrease, that you may have all the increase, amen, that your word would go forth and it would touch the lives of many, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Even the unbeliever asks, how can I be saved, oh God? For Lord, we ask, oh God, as you send her go to and from, oh God, that you will strengthen her in her going, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and let every need be met, oh God. We pray for spiritual alignment, spiritual growth, spiritual inheritance for your daughter. We pray for divine order, oh God, that you will order her steps, oh God, and keep her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she will operate with your godly counsel and wisdom all the days of her life, that she will truly be blessed. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare it is so, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. All right. We'll make sure. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Samantha. Glory. Amen. Minister Learn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Prayer that went forth. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I receive all prayers that went forth as well. As we close out here, we just thank you, Father God, that it is done. Amen. It is well. We thank you for answered prayers on today. Amen. We thank you, Father God, for loving us. We thank you, Father God, for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for your shed blood on Calvary, that we can decree and declare that we're redeemed. For the word of God says, let the redeemed say so. We are redeemed, amen. We are set free. We are blessed, amen. We're called, hallelujah, by the Lord our God. Hallelujah, God has called us by name. We are his children, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would just continue to bless and keep us, your children, and those in our family. We decree and declare, God, that the battle is already won, and God is removing the enemy even right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
We decree and declare that our God will take care of the enemy that has come against what God has ordained for us. We decree and declare that our God is preserving us for what he has ordained for us. We decree and declare that we have won the victory. Amen. We believe God has sent his word and it will not return void. Hallelujah. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that God has finally anointed us to do his will. We decree and declare that God has given us divine healing and divine life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we accept the victory that Jesus has won, the victory for us and on the cross. Amen. God's favor and blessings are on us today. Hallelujah. We expect God's mercy and grace on us today. Hallelujah. We expect God's favor on us today. Hallelujah. We expect God to extend our life to the next rapture. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that God is going to give us supernatural increase to the next rapture. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord our God. Amen. We decree and declare that God's favor is on us and that he has given us his strength, his wisdom, blessings, and peace. We expect God's blessing in our life today. Amen. We call and we decree and declare that our families are blessed of the Lord. Lord, we thank you. Father God, I lift up on today my mother, Carol Dewitt. And everybody, mother on the line, I lift up Nicole Simmons, Mackie Simmons. Amen. Hallelujah. I lift her up on today. I lift up Sister Connie Northern on today. And Lord, those who no longer have their mother, oh God, I pray that you will continue to strengthen them, oh God, and bless them and keep them and let joy overtake them, oh God, knowing that their mothers are home with you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. As we pray for our mothers on today, oh God, we just pray that you will continue to walk with them and talk with them, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen them, oh God, and let joy overtake them and let peace be their portion all the days of their life. Let there be no lack of your goodness operating in the life of our mothers. Amen. And Father God, on today, I lift up my husband, Doris. Amen. And Lord, I just pray everything that's concerning him right now, God, that you will just turn it all around for his good. Lord, let him receive your extraordinary favor on today, oh God. Let the phone ring, oh God. We say, oh God, I see you worked it out, oh God. I see that you turn it around, oh God. Lord, I ask that you multiply with our goodness and our favor, oh God. In your blessing, oh God, bless them in your multiplying, oh God. Multiply them, oh God, as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let joy just overtake them right now. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen every marriage, oh God, that you have ordained, and that you are blessed. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents on the marriages, oh God, that you have put together. And we will seek you, amen, hallelujah. Not seek to argue, not seek to be indifferent, oh God, but we will seek you first, you, oh God, in all things. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for answered prayers. We decree and declare all is well with us. And we are blessed. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. And amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Everybody's still there with us. Amen, amen. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. Before we wrap up here, I'm going to start with you, Torrance. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Samantha, God bless you. Go ahead. Samantha, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Continuing of ordering our steps just ordering our steps and increasing our faith.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Minister Lauren Green.
Amen. Sometimes you have to press your way. I'm going to press today And God is going to continue to increase my joy. I'm believing it, just that he would just increase my joy and that
yes,
joy
Lord.
Would just bubble over. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. Again, it's been an honor and a pleasure to be on the line. I just thank God for each of you all. I can't even talk. That have made a decision that you're going to be on the prayer line this month of February. And it's just a blessing to come together when believers come together and we pray. The Bible said, Jesus said, all things come to the believer who prays. So we just thank God. Amen. Just keep on believing. At this time, I will release the pastor's blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God bring a new love and a new harmony to your family. May this harmony be filled with a peace, love, and joy that is supernatural. Amen. On a daily basis, we invite the presence of God into our homes to fill us and renew us so that we may be a living testimony of your love, mercy, and grace. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless
you all. Y'all have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All I want to see is him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You give me